and provide various sources for legal advices to the gray laws covering no-fault, innocent infringements, out-of-court settlement situations that so many people have been subjected to in the absence of the particular types of government irrational behaviors. Those of us who have particular situations are prone to begin with the program and that is set upon us. Our Charter of Rights and Amendment infringes of forfeitures, low tolerance acquisitions, and victimizations are a fact of today's totalitarian, draconian, greedy environments. If we are held captive to the legal systems to sustain their air-giving systems, it is an insult to the world peace that can be provided on a very short harp, manga, MJ-12, trilateral notice of project reversals. Other measures can be more direct in the assistance of the implementations of these simple projects. There are thousands of different groups, professionally dedicated to the doing society a favor cause and can be aspired to sending the incompetent draconian governments back to hell, till time stops all over again. We the people shall not be Taliban from just about everything on earth, as some legal systems have banned just about all there is. For instance, you practically have to be a lawyer to own a firearm. The 124 Firearms Act pages of stringent gun laws dictate that infringement on our alleged freedoms, quite venomously. Considering the myriads of others, we now have Bill C-245, C-95, C-17, C-68, C-36, C-42, C-24, C-15, C-15B, etc., to appease the great slave masters of Long Kong MJ-12 Phoenix projects and other power center projects. It is of no wonder that since these days, and for generations, have to turn to banks and groups to maintain their lives in an adequate order. We all know the old adage, and seem to forget, that laws are made to be broken, for legal productivity. So can someone tell me why something, if anything, would be made solely to be broken, is that some new kind of sane prosperity, which has been a tradition of beasts of burden myriads of centuries ago? The only things I see, as made to be broken, are clay shooting pigeons and other practice targets, etc. In this context, I can safely say that the enhanced laws are quite chopped so far. Maybe these lawmakers will grow up someday, show some value human productivity, rather than energy, maybe even look in the mirror and judge themselves, as an exercise in mental disciplines. Obviously, there are a certain number of laws required to weed out the non-diligence that are prevalent these days. Even the overflow of laws may be acceptable, but not fully enforced. But the forces use them, when they are at run, and grasping at short hairs, to sanctify their position. Like the demographical, psychological senseless ventures of banning scooters, into creating a busy, large car no parking confusion environment, the government is now deliberating this brainstorming theory to the firearms owners, leaving the possibility of a wreck havoc purchase for anyone in the gray market mindset. I have learned in the past that brainstorming procedures only lead to the resimplification of events at the end of the day. An armed home is not a home, but a box that you can live in, till someone of low status can take from you in a very malicious, ignorant way. Will you rely on the enforcers to save you in any emergency or similar? I would guess that to be a last resort, in most up to the second, proven cases. Thank you from Triad.